This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Public impeachment hearings begin in the U.S. House of Representatives tomorrow. AP's Rita Foley tells us what to expect.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies, seen as a tough U.S. ambassador but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has criticized British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision not to publish a parliamentary report on Russian meddling in U.K. politics until after an election on December 12th. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
I think it's outrageous.
Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has criticized the British government's failure to publish a report into Russian meddling ahead of a snap election next month. The report from Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee examines allegations of Russian activity aimed at the UK, including in the 2016 referendum on leaving the European Union. But despite receiving the document almost a month ago and it having been cleared by the security services, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has not approved its release. That means it won't be published before the December the 12th poll, in which Brexit is the main factor.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. You can find more on these and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Militant group Islamic Jihad fired more than 150 rockets into Israel after Israel assassinated a senior Islamic Jihad official. Palestinian hospital officials said at least five people died in several Israeli strikes. Israeli officials say they're braced for several days of fighting. Linda Gradstein reports from VOA for VOA from Jerusalem.
The wailing of sirens warning of incoming rocket attacks was heard throughout southern Israel next to Gaza and even in Israel's largest city, Tel Aviv. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system shot down dozens of the rockets and others hit unpopulated areas or the sea. One rocket hit a home and another a factory. Several Israelis were slightly injured from shrapnel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the man Israel assassinated, Baha Abu al-Atta, was responsible for many of the recent rocket attacks from Gaza into Israel. He said al-Atta was a ticking bomb and was planning further attacks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The UN Refugee Agency reports hundreds of thousands of displaced people in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu and Ituri provinces are living in abject poverty and subject to mass human rights violations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
A wave of brutal attacks by armed groups in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in June triggered the flight of some 300,000 people, mainly women and children, from their homes. The UN Refugee Agency says these forcibly displaced people are living in dire conditions with host communities. UNHCR spokesman Baba Balar says the civilians are unprotected, subjected to extreme human rights violations on a daily basis, and living in fear of death and destruction.
5 months on from the June attacks, killings, sexual violence, and abductions persist amid continuing conflict.
About 100 different armed groups are operating in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An airstrike carried out by American forces in eastern Afghanistan has mistakenly killed at least four Afghan soldiers and injured six others. A provincial police spokesman said the overnight incident occurred in the troubled Logar province during clashes between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. The Taliban attack prompted the Afghan National Army to call in U.S. air support, which resulted in the friendly fire incident. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.